Usually, as we get older, we get relaxed. We pass the Bible away. We think on it, but we do not dedicate. I would suggest to each of you, set you aside a time to get before God in prayer. I was just telling him at 12 o'clock noon, unless something disrupts me, I take the Bible and begin to read it. I read about an hour and a half, sometimes it's longer than that, sometimes it's less. I don't try to study it, I just read it. And I make it fairly well until I get into those first 8 chapters of First Chronicles with all those names. And if I were to speak those names, the person whose name that would never recognize it. But those names are terrible to pronounce, I think. Some people don't have any trouble with them, but I have a struggle with them. It takes me longer to get through those 8 chapters than it does the rest of the chapters of the Bible. But friends, these are good, good, good spiritual days. Keep your soul under the anointing of God by reading this, not only reading it, but hearing what is speaking to you. Take those scriptures like, "Lo, I'm with you always." Think about what that's saying to you as an individual. Think about what it means to have that fellowship with Almighty God. Think of the fellowship that you have with Him, that spiritual enlightenment comes from Him to your soul. I will mention this recently. In fact, about a couple of weeks ago, I had read it many times, but the scripture, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And God began to unfold. I won't share with you right now, but there's some wonderful, powerful truths in that. What is scripture? Well, you said the Bible. But think a little further. God has given me two things, really, the scripture is. But friends, don't let your spiritual life lag. Keep it fresh. Go before God. If you don't have but 10 minutes, go before God and really concentrate on Him. And you will find that God will begin to speak to you and move you and enlighten you and nourish you and encourage you. And life takes on a different meaning. Some days at the house, as I sit there and read the scripture, and after reading it, I would feel the presence of God settle down. It was refreshing, it nourished, it brought a peace with it, it brought an inner strength. I can't put in words what those few minutes, it does happen every day, but it has happened several times recent months. And when I leave that spot, I'm a different person because God has touched me, brought me into His presence. And the inner strength that flows that, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Don't let those words fade out of your thoughts because they're wonderful and they're powerful. And when God takes the word and inspires this word, the blessings that flow from it, you can't hardly number them. And you are the beneficiary of all that God has done for you. Thank God you can say, by the grace of God, I am a child of God. That means something, friend. It means something to each of us. We get befuddled sometimes. I don't know where I got that word befuddled, but to me it has a meaning. We get ourselves befuddled and frustrated, and God is telling us to be still and know that I am God. A lot of you folk here, you mean much to me. My knees are so I can't get around much. God bless you. Keep looking up. Keep your heart filled with the word that He might bless you. Enjoy His presence. There's nothing like it.
You asked Bob, what were scriptures? It is basic instruction before leaving earth. That spells Bible.
It's a precious word. It's not just a book. It's a precious revelation. That word revelation, some people don't like it. That's perfectly all right. But all scripture is given by inspiration. Inspiration is revelation. And you are the beneficiary. I don't know where Timothy got that, but he sure did get a message that he received. And it must be pretty good because it still stands firm and refreshed even today. Thank you so much.
I think what I love about you so much, Bob, is just hearing what you just said when we were talking one-on-one, and he's talking about reading the scripture and how God reveals something to him new. And I'm sitting here thinking, he doesn't know that I know it's his birthday. And I'm sitting here going, 95. And he's talking about how God's revealing all these new things to him. And I'm like, that's just awesome. I mean, wow, we just serve such an awesome God. And wow, I know you've been such a faithful faithful man your whole life. And if you don't know Bob and his story, get to know him. He is... We're so blessed to have you part of our group. Thank you. And so, got you this little card there.
Let me say one other thing.
Please do.
In the Bible, there's a great big word with two letters. B. God's telling us to be. That means it's available, it's attainable, it's experimental. He tells us we must be born again. He tells us to be filled with the Spirit. And on and on and on and on that word be. Now that doesn't mean to assume. That means to experience. I was spiritually born August 9, 1936 in Kepler Street in Lynchburg, Virginia. About 4:30 on a Sunday afternoon, my world was changed. The burden of sin left. I was in a different world. It's been still refreshing ever since. Only these are the best days, as I said a few minutes ago. Don't let your mind get dull. Keep it alive with things of God. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against. The entrance of thy word giveth light, giveth understanding to the simple. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Excuse me, I didn't take up time, but bless your heart. I love you. And keep looking up to God.
Yeah.
Thank you.